This is the day that the Lord hath made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. We rise, we shine, we give God the glory on this wonderful Monday morning with the hope, the trust, and even the prayer that whoever you are, wherever you are, you may be blessed by a word that comes forth from the Lord even on this morning. I hope, trust, pray that you're safe, you're sound, and that you're having a marvelous and a maximum Monday. Our word this morning is an excerpt from a sermon that we preached on Sunday morning. We're going to tag and entitle this, I will not lose. I will not lose. In 2 Kings chapter 8, in this pericope, verses 1 through verse number 6, there's a woman that had been subjected to a severe famine for 7 long years. And because of this famine, she had to go in somewhat of an isolation mode for 7 long years in the land of Philistia. And I want you to hear it in the spirit. She had to deal with some unusual circumstances, something outside of her norm. For 7 long years, she had to be subject to something that she had to just simply endure. But upon returning back after the 7 years, she knew that in the course of 7 years, God was doing something way bigger than her that went past her pay grade. She just trusted that God knew what he was going to do and that God was sovereign enough that if she lost something, in the meantime, while God had told her what to do specifically to keep covered and to be preserved for these 7 years, she understood that God had all power in his hands. And when she returned to the land at verse number 6, she cried out to the king, King, you got to give me my stuff back. I need my house back. I need my land back. And because God had orchestrated her situation, and because she had been subject to the famine, but subject to the famine by her faith, God restored to her everything that she lost. I mean, God said, not only am I going to give you your house back, not only am I going to give you your land back, but I'm going to give you the 7 harvest seasons that you missed while you are in the land of Philistia. Listen, child of God, when you are a child of God, you don't have to lose anything. And if it seems like you're losing something, God is going to restore you 7-fold anything that you lost. Just don't lose your mind. Don't lose your peace. Don't lose your joy, and most certainly don't lose your faith. COVID-19 is going to challenge all of us. We're losing jobs. We're losing connections. We're losing family members. We are losing ways of income. We're losing our standard of living. Many of us are losing our contracts, losing businesses. But if God be your help, at the end of this thing, after God has completed his work, he's going to give you back everything that you lost, because with the stuff that we use, and that's God Almighty, you cannot lose. So I hope, trust, pray that this word might be a word of encouragement for you even on this morning. You cannot lose. Not with God is on your side. Till the next time, God's good all the time. And all of the time, God is good. If you care, you will share. Be blessed.